Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Last week we spoke about coercive mating and that meant rape. So why not just calling it rape? For the same reason, we should not call a shark stupid or mean or any other human term to describe the likely character of an animal. The term for this is called anthropomorphism and means to give human characteristics or behavior to animals or an object. So if I say the shark is mean, I would give the shark a human characteristics, then classifies the animal implies in what kind of mental state the animal is. So let's start from the beginning. Before Charles Darwin, the relationship of humans to the rest of all the animals was straightforward. Animals had instincts and habits, humans had rationality and language. So when Darwin published his work and sort of ignored the difference between animals and non-animals, people started to use more human terms when describing animals. So they used the attribution of human qualities to non-human animals. So this new trend, was then pretty much accepted until around 1930, when the study of behavior started to happen and its first behaviorists started to reject these anthropomorphic explanations. So you can imagine that down the road, some scientists felt that it's okay to use these terms, since animal species are consciously aware and consequently it should be then appropriate to think about animals that way. But others just felt that it's a no-go. So it remained an issue until today. But when it comes to sharks, no matter what, anthropomorphism is still king. The media is full of human emotion projected into sharks. In this podcast, I do not want to convince you that one way or the other is better. I would just give you an overview what it really means and what it is and what it entails. But even if you feel that anthropomorphism is wrong, try to describe the way your dog or cat comes across with neutral terms, and you likely will have a hard time. Let's quickly go back and use the term rape again. Instead of rape, again, we called it coercive mating in our paper. Coercive mating means as much as forced copulation. Forced would translate to not willing. But if I would say rape, we could naturally associate that includes all the attributes we see in human rape. So could we assume that raping sharks is the same as it is for humans? I don't think so. But then again, who says it is not so? But I hope you see where this is going and why it is difficult to really describe sometimes general ideas with more sophisticated terms or not. But I hope you see where this is going. One way or the other, we should be careful to use human-oriented terms when describing animals. When it comes to sharks, there is one expression that I hear over and over. The shark is aggressive. For me, that's not a correct term. It's absolutely no-go. In all of my career, I never came across a shark that I would have labeled aggressive, since that is a purely human term and means ready or likely to attack or at least confront. Well, if all the sharks that have been labeled aggressive would have gone through with it, then we would have hundreds, if not thousands, of incidents, and we don't have them. So the term is not just misleading, it's totally wrong. But how about calling a shark stupid? Here again, we imply something we believe, but have no proof that the shark would not be smart. What I'm saying here is that we should not use or should not avoid using human terms at all when describing animals, but I feel that we should be more careful how we use them, since most of them, if not all, imply something very human. So I hope you can see now why science often uses these kind of terms where we could use more common ones for the same activity, behavior, or mental state of an animal. When it comes to describing behavior, and I publish my share of it, try to use neutral terms that do not imply anything. Granted, sometimes when I just talk about sharks and give a lecture, I quite often refrain from neutral terms and just say how the shark, in my opinion, comes across. And you know what? Sometimes there are no other words to describe something. Just picture this. You're underwater and a shark shows up. But he doesn't really come closer, stays at the periphery, but it's clearly watching you. How would you describe this behavior? Would you say the shark is cautious, hesitant? Most likely, right? But by saying that, we imply that the animal is kind of fighting with itself of what to do. Can we assume that this is the case? Yes, if we assume that the animal is indeed hesitant. So if we now would try to avoid using the term cautious or hesitant and try to describe the situation with no such descriptive terms, how would we say it? To be honest, I have no clue. And there is one of the problems we have when always trying to avoid anthropomorphism. So how should we proceed? Just think about how we talk about our pets. So since I have a clue about my dog's doing, I would not describe anything he does in neutral terms. But when it comes to animals where we have not yet a good understanding about their mental capacity, I think it is better to go as neutral as possible. You realize now that my view is a bit like sitting on the fence, since I do not support nor reject anthropomorphism entirely, but I tend to the position that once the mental capacity of an animal can be grasped, with a certain certainty, of course, we should be good in labeling them the same way we do with humans. But, you know, here's the thing. Before I finish, I'd like to say a few more words why in academia we often use different words than during regular conversation. Well, it is true that those terms make it easier to get across in scientific circles, but quite often those words are not needed but sound sophisticated. And that is not a too unimportant reason. Well, why do I say that? Because some people really want to sound different and want to sound sophisticated. And of course, most of the scientists I know, they try exactly that. So yeah, in their opinion, of course, the more they can use terms that we hardly understand, the better they feel. So either or, it's not a simple issue. But you know, when it comes to sharks, I think we all have a clue now what we should say and how we should describe it. So next time you see a shark, describe what you have seen. Think about it. But please do me a favor. Avoid the term aggressive when it comes to sharks, since that one is totally wrong when it comes to these incredible animals. But as with other ingrained things, the term of the aggressive shark will likely not die soon. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.